Everybody listen up. Here we're shooting another scene of action frames. Now get to your positions. Lightings?
Ready!
Cameras?
Clear!
Figurants?
Clear!
Okay, 3, 2, 1, action!
Hi dear audience, how's it going? Thank you for listening to Action Frames. I'm your friend, Charlotte.
And this is Desmond. Welcome to this week's Info Express.
So Desmond, do you have any information of what happened during the past week?
Actually, I do. I'm sorry to tell you, our audience, that actor Rance Howard, father of two directors, Rowan and Glenn Howard, died on Saturday at age of 89.
Yes, we all feel sorry for that. Ron Howard announced his father's passing on Twitter. A depression-era farm boy, he described his father. His passion for acting changed the course of our family history. We love and miss you, Dad.
We can hardly imagine how much the two directors will suffer from their father's death. In fact, Howard had appeared in several of Rowan's movies, including Apollo 13, A Beautiful Mind, Splash, Cocoon, and so on. How enviable their relationship was.
Yes, it was. And here's another piece of sad news. After 2 years of dating, Emma Watson, the 27-year-old former Harry Potter actress whom we mentioned in the last week's close-up, had ended her relationship with her tech interpreter boyfriend, William Knight.
Personally speaking, I think Emma is quite a humble young woman when it comes to her relationship. He is notoriously private about her personal life and has never spoken about it publicly. However, the pair have been photographed together multiple times over the past couple of years.
Oh, I feel so sorry and pity for Emma. She's such an excellent girl. Hope she'll find her Mr. Right one day.
Alright. Enough heartbreaks for today. How about giving our audience something cheerful?
You're right. There are a bunch of movies launched in theater this week, including the successful Disney cartoon film Coco and the romance movie that kept audience waited for centuries, Call Me By Your Name. Do you know anything about it?
Well, many critics think highly of these two movies. The film Coco easily beat Warner Brothers Disney Entertainment's Justice League at Friday box office with $18.6 million. The movie centers on a 12-year-old Meager who dreams of becoming a musician and explores his family history in the land of the dead, where he met many family members and stepped into a magical journey. Lots of people ranked it excellent and very good on the internet. It's a movie suitable for a whole family to watch.
Now, let's focus on the movie Call Me By Your Name, which you may prefer to watch without your parents surrounded. Just like the movie Coco, Call Me By Your Name is also adapted from a novel. It's a story happened in northern Italy in 1983, when 17-year-old Elio begins a relationship with visiting Oliver, his father's research assistant. But it is much more than a short period of summer romance. The love left a mark on both of them, even after 20 years.
Critics say that the best feature of the movie is a sense of bungalows. It's a love affair between two men of different ages and backgrounds and what's happened in a sensitive time and a conservative town. You can find the most classic elements of 80s, but not something heavy and serious like the struggle of LGBT group.
Wow, the same as I Love You, Philip Morris. What a coincidence.
Haha, you are right. Only one is a hilarious comedy while the other is a sad, beautiful romance.
Sadly, you won't watch both of them on screen here in Beijing, but maybe somewhere in New York or LA.
Shh, don't be a wet blanket, okay?
Alright. Anyway, have fun watching our film for this week. I Love You, Philip Morris. And wait for private copies of Call Me By Your Name on the internet. This is Charlotte.
And our storyboard is right behind. This is Desmond. See you.
Bye.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Good evening, dear audience. Another frozen evening to share a warm story with you. Welcome to today's storyboard, and I am your friend Surprise.
I am Rebecca, who really cannot agree with your warm to describe I Love You, Philip Morris, the movie we are talking about today.
Wow, where does it come from?
Before I formally answer your question, let me ask one. If there is an explicit set of standard for movie censorship, what kind of elements should never exist in a movie, or the movie will never be put on the silver screen, particularly in China?
Based on the movie I looked forward but had no chance to appreciate in legal ways, there must be eroticism, dirty words, homosexuality, drugs, and most importantly,leading actor breaks the law.
And that's exactly what I Love You, Philip Morris, all about.
Well, you may make your points, but you will get confused if you start a movie with an prejudice. At the very beginning, Stephen Russell, the lead character with the happy family, had a perfect job as a police officer and a poster boy for truth, justice, and American way.
A car accident provokes a dramatic reassessment of his life.Steven becomes open about his homosexuality and decides to live to the fullest. Move to Miami, committing continual fraud to support the lavish lifestyle associated with being what he considers the epitome of a gay lifestyle once he does come out.
If you think that's the end of Steven's happy life, you're 100% wrong. In the prison, he meets a sweet and soft-spoken inmate,Philip Morris, the romance blossom.
Stephen is released from jail and manages to get Philip freed as well by posing as a lawyer. They happily begin a life together and Stephen cons his way into a high-paying job as a financial manager. However, he slips even further back into his old ways and is soon embezzling large amounts of money from the company.He is soon caught and sent back to the prison, with Philip being arrested as an accomplice. A furious Philip is incredibly hurt by Stephen's lies and refuses to see him again.
Wars and gods can never trap Stephen, neither his body nor his genius mind. To be with Philip, Stephen resorts to every conceivable means. Inject himself insanely, dyeing his shirt,blue and disguised as the doctor, put on outlandish clothes to distract God's attention, pretend to be AIDS infected and died of it. He keeps breaking rules and the police keep arresting him. At last, Stephen is to be allowed to see Philip again and promise never to lie to him again. He runs one last con to break Philip out of his prison only to be caught and sentenced to life in prisonwhen he runs into the old co-worker.
The movie premiered at the Sundance Film Festival nearly 10 years ago, and its long, uncertain journey to theaters, with release dates announced and withdrawal ad infinitum, reveals a timidity that stands in stark contrast to a comedy that's crazily, recklessly fearless.Perhaps America isn't ready for a lusty gay relationship between two big stars like Jim Carrey and Ewan McGregor, or for yucks like one where the former scoffs at the latter for spitting rather than swallowing. But the movie seems cheerfully oblivious to any squeamishness on this audience part. Someone said it was catch me if you can with two middle fingers raised in the air.
And it's also a love story.In which Stephen cons his way out of prison, cons Philip's way out of prison, and even cons Philip's when he can, but only aims to stay with Philip. When we are talking about prison or crime movies, the Shawshank Redemption or Mission Impossible pop into our minds, exciting us with all the complex plot, depressive atmosphere, and even...white violence or homosexuality, still going on secretly and have to defend against others' judgment. I Love You, Philip Morris is on the very opposite position. Audience can give out roars or laugh over every trick Stephen makes and every pleasant moment the gay couple enjoy together. With humorous things and romantic music all along the movie, Such a crime homosexual movie is bright enough to heal Van Gogh. Remember their dance in Never Sell? When the music arrives, they stare at each other with laughing eyes. They have no counterpart in the world of gay romance.
Exactly. I love your Philip Morris pulls off ingenious schemes of its own. It dramatizes a highly unusual relationship. That's an understatement between two men in which homosexual love and sex ardently enacted on screen in a finely tuned tour de force. Interplay between two movie stars is just another piece of the story. And it sustains a tone of compassionate hilarity in which oversized romantic gestures coexist with gigantic scams.
I love how Philip Morris tells a tale too bizarre to qualify as believable fiction. No Problem is a true story. The off-screen Stephen Russell is a real con, sitting in the real Texas prison. Honestly, 85% adapted from the real story. The movie maker has saved a lot of work as most of the amazing tricks have simply really happened.
A legendary movie with its even more legendary prototype. That's I Love You, Philip Morris.
What's more amazing, another Stephen, a real flirt on his way.
Excuse me?
That means it's time for our flashback. See you next time.
Are you tired of a lonely's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
I Love You, Philip Morris was written and directed by Glenn Ferraca and John Requa, the same writing team responsible for Bad Santa. Like Bad Santa, this movie effectively balanced humor and with some very dark themes. Though I would say the overall tone is not nearly as bleak as that of the earlier movie. Much of the romance takes place in prison, and this creates many beautifully observed scenes. The movie also has its fair share of sad moments, and contains a pretty clear message about social justice in Texas, as did the book. But this is kept merciful, subtle, underlying rather than overshadowing the story.
Clip 1.
Steven, I still don't see it.
Steven, come on, darling.
Now, Steven, we want to tell you something very important, but I want you to understand, it doesn't change a thing. We're still going to love you. You're still going to be around.
You're adopted.
It's true. You're a very special little boy. But do you know why? Because we chose you.
Your mother was right, son. It's because we love you. So We put some money in the brown paper bag and give it to your real mommy in the hospital parking lot so you can come home with us, okay?
It hurt a bit, but I decided I wasn't gonna let that get me down.
Let's go, people, let's go!
No way!
The crash cards!
I decided I was gonna be the best son. No, the best person I could be.
Clip 2.
Did I forget to mention that I'm gay? Yeah, I'm gay. Gay, 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 gay. Had been as long as I can remember.
Hey, look up. I see a pony. What do you see?
I see a diesel train.
I see a chopper.
I see a wiener.
What kind of wiener?
It's a man's wiener.
Shut up! There's no wiener. No, there's not.
Oh, I see it! There it is!
I still don't see it.
Clip 3.
Alright, gentlemen, let's get this over with. 2-for-1 at the Crab Burger ends at 5 o'clock.
Seems pretty cut and dry to me, sir. I've never been over back here. Mr. Russell's treating us like he's another sort of Matlock.
I will admit it, Your Honor. I'm a plain spoken man. I didn't go to Princeton. I didn't go to Yale. My education was modest. I went to small school, grew up in a small farm, but I passed the same barrister exam as my colleague here. And I'm not gonna let him push around that tumble woman.
Come on! Point taken, Mr. Russell. But where are you going with this?
I think it's pretty obvious where I'm going with this, sir.
Are you talking Marshall versus Chell?
Oh, shit.
Your Honor, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Clip 4.
These are for Dan.
Thanks, Stephen. You doing good?
Mm-hmm, kind of. Just got back from lawyer's office and asked him, what's your fees? He said he charged $50 for 3 questions. So I asked him, don't you think that's a little expensive? He says, yes, it is. Now it's our final question.
That's so true, lawyer.
Can't you, Adam?
And you gotta hear this. There's a lawyer with 3 questions.
And the lawyer says, yes, and you only got a question left. He had already asked 2.
So no further guy says, that question is gonna cost $50 million. Another guy says, $50 million. Don't you think that's a lot of money? The no-fault guy says, yeah, that's another $50 million. You got any more questions?
So this black fellow says to the jury lawyer, $50 a question, man, and that expensive? Yeah, it's expensive, he says. I'm Jewish, nigga. I'm up on the left.
Fucking moron.
Are you tired of a lonely's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Action English Part. I'm Kitty.
And this is Jacob. Ready to learn something from the sweet movie?
You also think it's sweet? Oh my god, Morris is so cute and shy, especially when I look at his eyes. So beautiful.
Hey, stop there. Please, let the character introduction part alone. Let's talk about the slums appeared in this movie, alright?
Okie dokie.
Okay, dokie. But it is so hard to find the useful tips in the movie. For a short and special type, you know, homosexual movie.
Yeah, I agree. But listen to yourself. You just let out one. Okie dokie. This phrase shows up when Steven's secretary tells him that someone was waiting for him.
The scene when Steven got caught?
Yes, the first time he got caught.
Oh, I have a lot to say about this phrase. I use it all the time.
No hurry, please, let me finish mine. This little phrase is a variant of okay. It is 20th century American and first appears in print in 1932 edition of American Speech. There are some late 20th century alternative meanings, limited to the USA, for example, absurd or ridiculous, and to swindle or deceive.
My turn! Dear audience, 这句话出现在 Steven 挪用公款之后被执法人员找上门时，秘书告诉他有人在等他，他很不耐烦地回了一句 OK 的 OK。他传递出说话者的一种不屑与不耐烦，略带淘气顽皮的意味。
It's a way to politely opt out an argument that no longer makes any damn sense. 所以这是一种对别人的做法表示无语、没有意义的一种委婉表达。Here's an example. Hey man, why are you putting that turtle in the toilet? Because he ate my hamburger, and you're not supposed to swim after eating. Okie dokie.
在这里要向大家推荐一个词典软件 Urban Dictionary.里面收录了很多的 local 对词语的日常解释，比如 okidoki， 它的使用语境其实还有很多。我们再来一个例子 ，Boss said,
"Make sure you get that report in on time,"
and I said, "Okidoki, I'm on it." Okidoki is also another way of agreeing something which is pretty lame.
Like back in high school.Math teacher arranged 30 topics one time and required us to finish before the school's over.
Then I would definitely say, okay, okay.
All of them are just a partly replicated variants of okay, utilizing that favorite device of two-word phrases, rhyming. As a duplication, it is properly spelled with a hyphen, although it is often given out.
There are several alternatives in addition to this, as the comic version that has brought to the phrases back to the popular attention in recent years. The Simpsons, Ned Flanders, Oakley Doakley.
Like OK, OK Doke is used to indicate that all is well. For example, something is OK here, but may be used when responding positively to a request. That is exemplified in this piece from Colin McKean's book, City of Spades, 1957. One green stout, right, I thank you. Okie doke, here it is.
Yeah, next one, please.
Actually, next two. 我从 Morris 吃的巧克力的糖纸上找到了这两个句子，简直就是鸡汤啊。所以我想一定要和大家分享一下。First one, when two hearts race,Both win.
That's amazing. 两情相悦必成正果，或者是两情相愿终成眷属，表白神器啊，简直就是。I also have a speak out phrase later. Wait a moment.
Next, commit random act of kindness. 多做善事，这个翻译也是很有佛教气息，但是应该是化用。Listen to this. The phrase.Practice random act of kindness and the senseless act of beauty was written by Anne Herbert on a placemat in Sausalito, California in 1982. It was based on the phrase random act of violence and senseless act of cruelty. Herbert's book Random Acts of Kindness was published in February 1993, speaking about true stories of acts of kindness.
Yeah.This sentence makes me find peace in the bottom of my heart. I think I will buy you a dinner after this program to do good for my city for.
Smart guy.
Pursued me to the ends of the earth.
Let me introduce the speak out phrase. 这句话是 Steven 的前妻在睡前祈祷时对上帝说的话。但我觉得女生对男生像这样的话应该也令人心醉吧。Pursue me to the end of the world. 追我到天涯海角。
Yeah, I remember this scene. But Steven wasn't listening at all. First, he's gay and God won't forgive him. Second, he was thinking about having sex with his wife. So I guess he didn't hear this wonderful sentence.
Bad guy. Steven's much less cute than Morris.
What's wrong with you? Trying to find a gay close friend?
You never know. I'm working on it.
I'm going to force these things into the light. Actually, I just learned it from the movie, but it was too short, so I won't list here. Force the things into light, 意为水落石出。
Clip 5.
Something that goes hand in hand, or...
Try it. Okay, here's our fifth phrase. Oh, we've learned so much today, so just because the movie's pretty, simple?
I agree with you.When I download this movie for the first time, I made a mistake and I got a movie without English subtitle and I saw my dead man because something wrong with my Wi-Fi and it will take 7 years to download another one. I just listened on listening to it merely with my ears and incredibly understood 80% of them. Woo!
Hey, dear audience, are you still there? The phrase I'm going to introduce is, things go hand in hand. 这句话意为事物是相联系的。这句话出现在 Steven 逃避警察追捕，住在医院。他的男友 Jimmy 和前妻来看他时，前妻把 Steven 违法和同性恋的行为联系在一起推测。If something goes hand in hand with something else, it's closely related to it, and happens at the same time as it or as a result of it. Here's an example. Prosperity goes hand in hand with investment. Are you better now?Jacob?
Oh, you already finished this line? I was breathing. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's fine. Anyway, are you ready to say goodbye to our audience? Please listen to your complaint minutes ago.
Sure, this is today's Action English. And this is Jacob.
And this is Kitty. See you next time. And hope you have a more sweet impression on homosexual couples.
Are you tired of a lonely's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Good evening, my dear friends. This is Irene broadcasting. And happy heavy snow day.
Well, I didn't see any meaning of celebrating. It only means that the weather would become bitter cold.
But we are going to talk about I Love You, Philip Morris today. And we have two outstanding actors in this movie, Jim Carrey and Ewan McGregor. They are the reason.
Okay, it makes sense. Oh, forget to say, I'm Tiger, so Irene, which actor shall we talk about first?
It must be Jim Carrey. I loved his performance in The Mask so much that I watched it, like, more than 20 times.
Well, you're such a fan of old movies.
Only the classic ones. His exaggerated facial expressions and flexible body movements were so eye-catching.
You're right. You remind me of me, myself, Irene. In that movie, he played a highway patrol who has split personality, and once again, his extraordinary body movements make his comedy into a feast of laughing.
He's really a genius of comedy acting. You know, for example, he played a man who is willing to say yes to everything and everyone in movie. Yes, man. And it helps him awarded the best comedy performance of the 18th MTV Film Awards.
Well, he would star it in some unique feature films. I bet you must know it. The most classic one.
You mean The Truman Show?
Bingo, you got it.
Of course I do. How could I forget Jim Simulik's big smile? I can even recite his classic lines. In case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
I remember that too. And have you ever wondered how could he achieve some high status in comedy performing?
Oops, it definitely should be a gloomy topic. He told the 60 Minutes of CBS that his talent of comedy was all come from his desperation. And he admitted he has melancholia, which is also called depression.
You remind me of another great comedian, Robin Williams. And to our pity, he has suicide in 2014.
It's a little ironic. You see, almost every great comedian would suffer from depression for reasons. Jim, Robin, Charles Chaplin, and Mr. Bean. They can make us laugh, but they can't make themselves happy.
That's why he has faded out of the public eye and he started to paint at home for recovery. He said, I don't know what painting teaches me. I only know it frees me. Free from the future, free from the past, free from the regret, free from the worry.
And he has recovered a lot. I hope he may bring back laughs in cinema soon.
The same do I.
And it's time to talk about Ewan. We both know he's a totally different actor compared to Jim Carrey.
Yes, Jim has a special way to act. While Anne has played roles on a wide range, the movie leads him into the entertainment business with Shallow Grave on 1995. And on the second year, he cooperated with the same director, played a drag addicted on Trainspotting. The film won him the Best Actor Award at the Academy of Film Awards.
Besides confused use in Trainspotting, Ewan has tried many roles in his career life. Wild singers in Velvet Goldmine, talented poet in Moulin Rouge, an ambitious young man in Big Fish. He's a hardworking actor at the frequency of almost a movie every year.
You're right, and in fact, it was serious movies. Star Wars made him become a part of film history. His uncle, Dennis Lawson, played the role of Star Wars in 1980. It inspired him to become an actor.
And he has his own taste of movies. He said, I won't buy into the Hollywood scene. I want to be in good movies.
So it's no wonder why he would play the adorable and cute Morris in I Love You, Philip Morris. The sensitive and vulnerable role was the pair of movie.
That's it. We hope you can enjoy the movie. This is Irene. See you next time.
This is Tiger. See you.
Are you tired of a lonely's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Help!
Hello, everybody. Another evening to share with the most fascinating section, TikTok Talk. I'm your old friend, Sibyl.
I'm your old friend, Surprise, the most popular host in Action Friends, as you know to all.
And I'm Helen, really shadow of my college right now.
Don't be shy, my friend. You should be just as cheerful, open as the student of a university who has no prejudice or discrimination against LGBT groups and...
Wait, I'm afraid that what I have expressed just now has absolutely no connection with what you're talking about.
Surprise just wanted to introduce our topic as quick as possible so that he can go for dinner in the canteen. He had been complaining about having to start before finishing broadcasting tasks for quite a long time, right?
Well, sounds like I should carry out my duty to fulfill his dream. Let's get straight to the movie I Love You, Philip Morris. Now I think it's time for you to share your profound understandings on the character as the cheerful and open student of Susie Surprise.
Thanks for giving me the chance, Helen. I think it's quite common for the audience to like Philip, right? For he's so cute and pure, his accent tones were so similar to a girl of young age, and I even thought, oh my gosh, this role could completely be replaced by a female without making audience feel uncomfortable. When I was watching the movie, I bet you guys all have the deep impression on the scene that he can reach the book on the top shelf, Tongjie.
Yeah, that was really impressive. Generally speaking, this should happen between a tall and handsome boy, usually the school hunk, and a short but lovely girl in Japanese chick comics. But when the situation changed into between two men, it usually gave me an odd feeling. Yet, Philip's big blue eyes and white skin eliminated that feeling and even made this a little bit romantic.
And Philip is cute and lovely even if he was extremely angry. Different from Steven, he's always willing to trust, easy to be moved by others' acts, such as paying muscular man to beat someone he disliked. Even if he was deeply hurt by Steven's endless lies, he just couldn't stop opening the door for his lover. This really make him almost a perfect character, with gleaming soul also serving as the heartwarming role.
Since you have praised Philip so enthusiastically, how can we neglect the decisive effort the actor Ewan McGregor paid to create such a charming character? Being straight himself, Ewan McGregor managed to perform like a real gay. Though there wasn't too many parts he participated in the movie, his excellent performance won him high reputation among audiences as well as experts.
That indeed should win him applause. Cheers for Ewan McGregor and his lucky fans who have the opportunity to see their adults playing as the Barton.
It seems that all of us have forgotten our main hero, Steven. Shall we talk a little bit of him now? Nothing to say? Come on, Jim Carrey also did a good job in the movie.
Well, Jim performed in his own funny and emotional style as usual, which I think is nothing bad. But the character is a little bit annoying, though his love for Morris is really touching.
Yeah, I really can't accept Steven's abandoning his family to get his freedom as a homosexual man. I mean, you have to carry out your obligations.
But obligations shouldn't always be the stumbling rock in one's way to seek his or her happiness. We all have the right to lead a life that we desire. Steven's life was full of untrue fantasies that making him feel unsteady. And I don't think homosexual groups should restrict themselves to those duties and turn their life into nothing but torture.
We are certainly not against LGBT groups chasing happiness which they deserve to enjoy, but it's worth highlighting that you cannot make the others suffer as a payback of a pleasure. You know, some gays pretend to be straight and fool girls into fake marriage, get themselves away from rumors and parental pressures.
But hey, this isn't formed solely by LGBT groups. It is rooted from the fact that we're still living in a society which has a low acceptance for LGBT. Though same-sex marriage has already been announced legal in many countries, there is still a strong power that circulates hatred against it.
That's true. My mom will get mad if I tell her I'm the last. It's always hard for the older generation to acknowledge this kind of things are not seen. Just because it's not the same as common cases.
Oh, that's quite brave of you to split it out on air.
What? Have you mistaken something? I'm just making a consumption, not announcing my sexual orientation.
Okay, then. I thought we just got explosive news. That's a pity.
Pity for what? Stop playing jokes on me. Mistaking one's sexual orientation is definitely not funny.
By the way, have you guys ever been to gay bar? I mean, just for observation, so don't get across me, Helen. What is like inside? Is it full of white dancing men like describing Weibo?
Dan, I'm afraid there's no one who can answer your question, and turn to Weibo for information is recommended.
Furthermore, there is another thing that we must mention. Gay bars are not all sex carnival sites. Some of them are just normal places to make friends. Is that right, Helen?
Oh, that's enough. But I do have heard that some gays lack the knowledge of safe sex, giving rise to many later-day adversities, which stems from the movements happened in gay bars. But the misunderstanding of the function of condoms is to blame here, not their sexual orientation.
Do you think our government will let legislation that permits same-sex marriage in near future? China is considered to have better ground for this law to pass than any other Asian countries based on international public opinions.
I don't think so, at least in the predictable future. Public opinions are one thing while creating law another, but at least Chinese LGBT group are living in a lot more comfortable than those in Russia.
But there's still a long way to go. Okay, that's all for today's TikTok talk. Thank you for listening and see you next time.
See you.
Are you tired of a lonely's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Hello, my dear friends. Welcome to Gramophone, which is also the last but not least part. In today's program, this part is still very important. So if you're listening, don't go away now, or you will miss such a feast for your ears. Well, to make sure you stay, I'm leaving you with the music and the beautiful story. What is the true love? For Titanic? It's when one of the lovers jump into the sea, the other one will follow him without any hesitation. For Beauty and the Beast, it's when the person next to you is a monster, you're still brave enough to show your love. And for Steven and Maurice, it's when they're stopped by a wall of jail, both of which will try their best to destroy the barriers and meet each other again. This music is inserted in the plot when Steven was sent to the jail after his misappropriation of public funds crime. At that time, although Maurice also minds about his lies and don't want to see him at first, but he still cannot prevent himself from missing Steven. We can start from analyzing the music. You wrote me letters I didn't read. Still, I cared for you, sent you to sleep. In this sentence, we can find Maurice's complicated emotion obviously. A little blame Steven for his lies and lost love and missing to his lover. The day I left you, get on the bus, I know I'd see you, you knew I'd see you. Talking about Maurice's feeling, these words also suggest the plot Maurice and Steven will leave each other. Still you cried, and now I know why, and it's too bad, I love you so much. This sentence is extremely dramatic. Isn't it just like a parent kid his little boy? I think that's also show the attitude which Steven have to Maurice. Actually, I have to say, this plot, which crossed the I cried like a silly boy music, are really meaningful. When Maurice found that he couldn't find his lover, he was just changed into an emotional little boy who always tried to use crying to solve all the problems. He loves Steven. He relies on him, which makes their love become pure and beautiful. Clip 2. This music sounded at the beginning of the love story between Steve and Maurice. After falling in love at the first sight, Steven believes that Maurice is the one he have to protect and accompany. Just like the title of the music, to love somebody, plot here actually how Steven loves Paris. Although it is in the jail, they can still enjoy their lives. Listening to music, dancing together with the music, fighting for protection, breaking the prison and going out on holiday. Under the relaxed background music, the beautiful and bright colors of love come to us. I want my whole life to live it with you. The sweetest words fit with a frame that two lovers go to their dream leaning close to each other. Even we can't find the affection toward the people at sunset, we would still move by their deep attachment. Use a graceful lyric to end today's gramophone, which is also my most favorite one. What is life, baby you don't know, to love somebody the way I love you. That's all for today's gramophone. Thanks for your listening and have a good night.
Pass for today. Producer, Su Ling Han Helen. Anchor,
艾丽菲热 Alfira.
廖安然 Charlotte.
罗韵佳 Rebecca.
王金喜 Surprise.
Journalist.
陈远豪 Desmond
潘玉叶 Irene
侯一夫 Jacob
李倩华 Kitty
刘天姿 Regina
周慧玲 Sibyl
纪小雨 Tiger
更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。